Of course, I keep my eye on passing events, but I'm not much influenced by them. I'm too old to be influenced. I've seen such an awful lot, you see, in 85 years. All this stuff that Macmillan talks now, well, I've heard Gladstone talk the same stuff when I was younger. And it's all the same stuff all over again. When I used to hear Gladstone and Lord Salisbury of my day and Joe Chamberlain, of course, I thought what they said had some sense in it. But in every generation since, I've listened to the same stuff from the same kind of people. Until now, it simply sounds like windbeggery. May seem like sense to a young man hearing it for the first time, but it doesn't seem like sense to a man that's listened to the same stuff for 60 or 70 years. The same old weary stuff over and over and over again. Never come to the point. Never use one word if 10 will do. Look at all this nonsense about Berlin. Everybody knows it's not going to lead to war. Nobody supposes for a single moment there's going to be a war about it. And yet they try to make our flesh creep by pretending that there might be one. You see them building hundreds of new houses if they're going to be knocked down the week after next, couldn't you? I live in a world of young people, and my thoughts are always with them, or nearly always with them. And I think their influence does keep me young. Every character at Greyfriars is a living person to me. They haven't aged. I've aged a bit myself. Bunter goes on like Peter Pan. He's also like Tithonus. You can't be a Peter Pan in real life, but you can in fiction. I haven't changed much at all. Actually, you know, people don't change. I don't think I'd change a sentence or a syllable. Except there's one thing. I wouldn't be 85. I would stick at about 72. That's a very nice age. I am young at 85, but I don't know why, unless Providence had a special eye on me. But that would be rather cheekless about that. I begin to feel a bit like Robinson Crusoe on his island. Everybody nearly is dead. Extraordinary. All the old crowd up at the Fleet Warehouse, there used to be such a lot of them. And I don't believe there's one left now. There's Chapman, the artist, and myself. But I don't believe there's a single one of the old crowd left there now. They were enthusiastic about it. Oh, and they made a big success of it, too. They had tremendous circulations. I don't know the exact figures, but I think the magnet sometimes rose to a quarter of a million. The gem, not so much as that. But I never knew the right figures. Or if I did, I've forgotten them. But their holiday annual, the Great Prize annual, if you ever came across it, that used to sell up to 70,000 copies. You can't sell annuals like that now. 1925 to 1935, I think, was the best. I did my best work then, I think. Of course, I was only a young fellow then, about 65. Funny thing, I remember in the wartime when I turned 70, I got a bit of a jolt feeling that I was getting old. Very comic, that was. Because I don't feel like that now. That's 15 years ago. You remember in Tennyson, and the young man says, what shall I be at 50 if nature keeps me alive? If I find the world so bitter when I am but 25? Well, I think I made a rather nicer version of that. What shall I be at 90 if nature keeps me alive? When I find the world so jolly when I'm only 85?